This is Messianic Perspectives, and today we're going to talk about nothing. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello, and today our Bible teacher, Dr. Gary Hedrick, is teaching What God Says About Nothing. I'll be back at the end of the program with a special message, so have your pencil and paper ready. And now, with today's message, here's Dr. Gary Hedrick.
All right, thank you, and welcome to another edition of Messianic Perspectives. I'm your host, Gary Hedrick, and it's good to have you with us today as we continue our series of studies on what God says about nothing. And what we're doing in this series is just going through the Bible and looking at different passages where God talks about nothing. And today we come to the fourth nothing in this series of nothings. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, and it's about God's promise of provision and blessing for his people. After 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, this is what Moses told the children of Israel. He said, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked what? Nothing." Deuteronomy 2:7. That's the fourth nothing. God says to his people, "You have lacked nothing." Now, when you stop and think about it, that is quite a remarkable statement. I mean, for Moses to say that during those 40 years of 2 or 3 million people wandering through a dangerous, desolate desert, they lacked nothing. Now, it would be something else if they just took off and went somewhere for maybe a week or two or even a month out there in the desert, you know, like our student tours to Israel. Sometimes they'll take the kids out in the desert and they'll sleep in tents and they'll be out there with the Bedouins for a few days, and they have a lot of fun doing that. But even that takes some planning, because the deserts in the Middle East are very desolate. I mean, you can't just run down to the corner store if you need something. So it takes careful planning. And that's just for maybe 20 or 30 kids staying out there for just a few days. But here we have Moses leading a couple of million people through the desert for 40 years. That's an entire generation. And God said, "For those 40 years, while you were wandering in the wilderness, you lacked nothing." They didn't need a thing. And just think, Moses didn't have any of the modern conveniences that we have. He didn't have wireless communications or, you know, cell phones or walkie-talkies or, you know, printing presses for, you know, printing announcements or computers or anything like that. Even a simple message like "we're going to turn right at the next mountain range." For just a simple message like that to go from one end of the column to the other in Moses' day would have taken not seconds or minutes like it would today, but back then it would have taken hours or maybe even days. Because you have to realize that we're talking about something like 2 million people and maybe more. That means even if they were marching in lockstep like an army, all lined up, you know, line after line, they would form a column something like a mile wide and 70 miles long. Or if the column was 2 miles wide, it would have been 35 miles long. You see, it's no wonder the Egyptians were afraid of them. They were afraid because there were so many of the Israelites. In Exodus 1:7, it says, "The sons of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly and multiplied, so that the land of Goshen was filled with them," it says. And when the Bible says the land was filled with them, that's exactly what it means. The land was filled with them. Because when you take the census figures from the book of Numbers and you add everything up, it looks like we're talking about at least 2 million people and maybe more. I mean, it's a lot of people. So when they needed to get a message from one end of the group to the other, it could take literally days. It could have taken up to a week for the word to get out to everybody. So if you're a logistics officer and you're working for Moses, this is like your worst nightmare. Sanitation, communications, food, drinking water, health care. I mean, what happens when someone gets sick? Now, it's true that everyone always got a good breakfast. during the Exodus from Egypt and during the sojourn in the wilderness, because God gave them manna every morning. So that was a big help. And their clothes and shoes didn't wear out, according to Deuteronomy 29:5, so that was also helpful. But there were still huge challenges and problems. So that puts Deuteronomy 2:7 into context, doesn't it? Moses told the children of Israel, "For those 40 years, while you were wandering in the wilderness, you lacked nothing." That is one remarkable statement, and the more you think about it, the more remarkable it becomes. All right, let's move on. And I think you get the point. Leading the Israelites through the wilderness was a monumental undertaking. The obstacles were enormous. In fact, this is precisely why the liberals say they don't believe it happened this way, because to them it seems so far-fetched. And you know what? You have to admit, it is far-fetched. It almost seems like an impossibility. But I think it all comes down to a question of, how big is your God? If you have a small God, then yes, I would say it was impossible. This could not have happened the way the Bible says it happened. But if you have a big God, then you've got to say, if the Bible says it happened this way, then it happened this way. Jesus said, "For with God, what shall be impossible?" He said, "Nothing shall be impossible." That's Luke 1:37. Now, all of this that we've been talking about gives us some context for that verse where we started this study. So let's read it again. Deuteronomy 2:7, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing." And listen to me. If God can protect, guide, and care for 2 million Israelites out in the middle of nowhere for 40 years, surely he can take care of you and me. And he does. That is, if we do things his way. When we obey him in faith, God responds by blessing and protecting us. If the children of Israel had not obeyed God when he told them to leave Egypt, they would have missed all of God's blessings in the wilderness. The Torah would never have been written. The children of Israel would have lived out their miserable lives in slavery under the cruel fist of Pharaoh. You see, this whole wonderful story happened because they left Egypt. They did what God told them to do. Many times our problems are the result of our failure to obey God. And when that happens, sometimes we think God has failed us when in fact the problem is that we have failed him. We didn't do what he told us to do. In fact, it's interesting when you go back and look at that 40-year trek through the desert, much of the time, the greatest challenges Israel had were internal rather than external. Many of their problems were internal, within their own group, rather than external from the outside. And the same thing is true for you and for me. It's always easier to blame some external circumstance for my problems. You know, I'm having this problem because of something my ancestors did, or because the devil made me do it, or because I wasn't raised the right way. You know, we always seem to have these issues with our parents, don't we? They mess us up, and that's why we are the way we are. And sometimes there may be some validity to these complaints. But what I'm saying is just that it's easy to blame some external circumstance for our problems. It's easy. So we're a lot like the ancient Israelites. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. When we have problems, much of the time, not always, but much of the time, it's because we have maneuvered ourselves out of the place of blessing where God wants us to be, but we don't want to take responsibility for it. God told Israel in Deuteronomy 2:7 that he had blessed them during those 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and they had lacked nothing. And it was all because they obeyed him and left Egypt. It doesn't mean they were perfect, because they failed the Lord over and over again. We read about that all through the Torah. They grumbled. They complained. They disobeyed. They were guilty of idolatry at times. They were guilty of immorality at times. They did a lot of things wrong. But guess what? When Moses told them they were supposed to pack up and leave Egypt, they packed up and they left Egypt. And for 40 years he blessed them and preserved them and protected them because they did what he told them to do. And if we will obey the Lord and follow his ways, then he promises two things. One, he will be with us, like Jehovah Shammah in the Old Testament, God who is there. Wherever we need him, he's there. And two, we will lack nothing. Not one thing. He doesn't say he'll provide 80% of what we need, or 90%, or even 99%. It's 100%. We lack 0%. We lack nothing. Isn't that a wonderful promise? And the New Testament, the Berit HaKadoshah in Hebrew, the New Testament, repeats this same promise in James 1:4. It says, "But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." So again, if we do things God's way, he promises to take care of our needs. Now, that doesn't mean God caters to our every whim. We may not get everything we want, but we'll have everything we need. That's the promise. And God knows the difference between what we want and what we need, even when we don't. Well, we're out of time. When we get together next time, we'll talk about the fifth nothing in Scripture. I call it the Joshua factor. And in the meantime, this is your friend Gary Hedrick saying, see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us, whether you're listening from home, at work, or in your car. If you found today's program especially helpful and insightful, you'll be glad to know that we have placed the entire series of programs on one compact disc. The title is What God Says About Nothing. It's available for your gift of just $6 or more to help us keep this program here on your station. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you? As Dr. Gary Hedrick continues What God Says About Nothing, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.